When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, Kool-Aids, and welcome to Barca Talk. I'm Coach Bernie Dixon, and I'm very excited to talk about the Porto game. We're going to get into the best performers, those who stood out in the wrong way, the way the team played and approached this game, and what, if anything, we can take from this one. But before we get into those topics, I want to extend an invitation to all of you out there to join our virtual Peña. The podcast has a great community on Patreon, on our WhatsApp group. So many different people, voices, opinions, ideas, all who love Barca. You get people from Brazil talking about the players that are coming to Barca and the players that are coming up. You get people talking about the Premier League, people talking about just every different thing you could think about, all relating to Barca and football in general. Such a great group. Consider joining for $5 a month on Patreon to enjoy games like this, live chats, post-game conversations, all of it, with a group of people that love Barca as much as you do.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It has been a minute since I could come on here and talk about Barca with a smile on my face. And that's the main reason why I'm not even going to talk about the game this weekend. We all know what happened. Not necessary. The game we just played, let's focus on that. Let's focus on the joy. Let's stay in this moment. So, Barca 2. Porto won. Porto took the lead early in, and Barca came back with two goals to really round out a great performance and a well-deserved win. To start off, I'll say before this game, I was apprehensive. You know, it was clear that Xavi had rested some players over the weekend for this game. It's clear that Xavi knew that this game was the game. He called it a final. We needed to win this to move on to the next round, something that we haven't done in 3 years now, I believe, and something that we really needed to do for, if anything, our finances' sake, right? This game, for me, had all the makings of the Romas, the Liverpools, you know? I thought it paralleled really well with those games, because while it wasn't a two-leg situation, this is the second time we've played this team. The first time we beat them narrowly, but we did beat them. And the way Xavi's been playing recently, It had all the makings of a person that was possibly going to do, as managers have done before him, try to defend a 1-0 win. Obviously, for 90 minutes against a team like Porto, that would have been asinine. But, I mean, it wasn't far-fetched, given how we've done things recently again. So, the fact that he put out his strongest team, one, I was very happy about that. The fact that he put out three attackers, also very happy about that. Now, the question here becomes, would he have put out three attackers had Gavi been available? Do not know, do not care. That's not what happened right now, right? So we put on our three attackers, Rafinha, Lewandowski, João Felix. Switch in the defense to João Cancelo being on the left side for Araújo on the right side of the defense. Interesting. I was a little apprehensive about that because I do like Balde, but, you know, I thought it ended up obviously being a great move, right? Midfield was the strongest we could put out at this point, and the only miss really was Ter Stegen with his injury, Iñaki Peña filling in. Arguably, perhaps Ter Stegen could have saved that first goal or could have done better there. Who really knows? But we started off better, I would have to say, and they came in and they scored, but we were resilient. And we had some standout performances. First and foremost of all of them, João Cancelo. I don't know. Is the left side his better side? Because he gets to cut in on that right foot? Just completely ridiculous game today. The passes, the goal that he had, for me, one of the picks of the bunch was that outside the foot pass to João Felix. Wow. Just ridiculous. How many yards was that? Like, all the way up the field. He was just unplayable today. Absolutely unplayable. And we needed that kind of performance from him, but anybody, really. I think that's one of the things with Xavi's team. It feels like you need those standout performances. You need somebody that's going to get in there and just do something crazy to help his balance, his domination of the game. But good God, today João Cancelo was absolutely everything we needed from him and more. I thought another standout performance, especially in the first half, was Rafinha. Now, standout in the sense of he was dangerous. He was the most dangerous attacker from the front line, I would have to say. He took shots. I think he still lacks that polish, right? Like, he still lacks that finishing touch, that proper pass that gets to where it's supposed to go, that shot that buries into the bottom corner. But he was dangerous, and you need a player to actually look up, take a shot. You need a player to be moving forward. He was moving forward. The team was moving forward. It was great to see. I mean, could he have done more in certain spaces? Yeah, but seeing just a player be positive, just he took his chances in a way that I felt like when you look at all of the attackers that we have, you can say, okay, today, yeah, maybe didn't produce as much, but was dangerous, was there, was doing things. So he was great. I also thought Lewandowski was really good today. And we've been talking about this, him dropping back, etc., etc. But I think today it was so productive. He dropped back and he became a playmaker. He was moving the ball forward. He was connecting the front line to the midfield in a way that felt more productive and efficient than all the other times he's like dropped back into that midfield. And I don't know if it's just because the team was, again, just forward thinking, wanting to take the game to Porto, wanting to score goals, but he really added nicely to that attack. Even though he didn't score any goals or really have any assists, I felt like he was the beginning of a lot of attacks in ways that we haven't really had recently. It's almost like he just put it upon himself to get back there, get the ball, move it forward, do something. This felt like a veteran performance from a couple of the veterans that have been in these places before. And I was really proud of how they played. Before I get on to the players I thought could have done better, the last player I want to point out is Frankie Dion. Frankie was great today. And I mean, we've seen it so many times. It's clear that we missed him a lot. I'm not going to sit here and make any excuses for anybody. We still should have been playing better in the times that he was gone, but he is a great player. I'm so happy that the team is starting to value him in the way that he deserves to be valued. I recall just a year ago, 2 years ago, he was on the chopping block. We were talking about getting him out of here because Busquets was still here. Like, we never gave him the chances that he needed, and I'm just glad that didn't dull his skills in any way, and he's been even a more balanced player than I feel like he was in the past. He was just about everywhere today, so it was great to see Frankie back, and we really needed him, and it showed. Getting to the players that I felt could have been better. You know, I'll say it again. Ilkay Gundogan, he just a year ago was having the best season of his career almost. And the drop-off has been significant. Today, it felt like he was anonymous. It felt like he was hardly part of the game. I felt like the one time I saw him do anything, he was on the ground in some way. Not taking anything away from him as a skillful veteran, but I just didn't feel like he was one of the standouts today. If not, he was one of the lower performers today, in my opinion. And then you have João Félix. Look, it's João Félix. We've all talked about this. The consistency everybody talks about. It's clearly there's a great player in there. But how do you get it out? How do you get it out consistently? Is it the system? What does he need to be the player that we all know he can be? Who is it going to take? Because it hasn't been working here. He scored a goal, yes, but he had so many chances earlier in to score more. He really probably could have had a hat trick. I say could have because he definitely could have had two goals. The last one, that shot that he took that went off the bar, you can't fault him for that. It was a great shot from far out, and I think it might have taken a deflection. I'm not sure, but he definitely had two opportunities. One he put away and the other just he did not. But we need to see him more consistently. It's great that he got that goal. Hopefully it helps him move forward. But for his stature and his ability to not be able to do this as consistently as other players is, especially at this point in your career, just pulls up the question of, like, is it a manager? Like, if it's the manager, which manager is it going to be that gets him out of his shell to play his most consistent football? Is it the system? Which system is going to get him to play his best football? Who knows, but it looked like it was here for a second, and then it wasn't. So hopefully this goal helps him move forward. I feel like, for me, those are the two standout performances that I thought were just not as good as everybody else. I thought defensively we were fine. Thought everybody did their job. So yeah, I mean, we were solid. We built upon a solid foundation to win a game that wasn't an easy one. Porto's not an easy team. So just so happy that we did this on this day, on this pitch, in these circumstances. I think it's worth noting that we attacked. We took the game to them. And where I criticize Xavi in many situations, you got to give him credit here, right? Like, he did not do what the other managers in this position have done in the past. At first, there were moments in the first part of the game where you're like, why are they standing on the ball for so long? Why is Iñaki Peña just, like, standing on the ball? Why is Araujo standing on the ball, Koundé, you know? But then we started moving and we started going and we started, like, I remember Martinez tried to put a ball over the top early and it didn't quite work. But it was like, okay, like, there's intent here. I never felt like we were the boring team that we've seen in the past couple of weeks. I never felt like we were a team that thought we could skate by. It always felt like we saw this as the final and we went out and got it. And that was just great to see. Just even if we'd lost this game, playing that way, I would have been happy. I mean, I would have been questioning why, but I would have been happy. So it was great to see that it was an action-packed game from start to finish. And there was never a moment where it was like, oh, this, maybe I should watch another one of the Champions League games, you know? It was great. I just so happy about that. Thinking about where we go from here, honestly, I feel like I don't want to do that. I feel like I want to live in this moment. You know, I think we've had so many situations recently where we've just had to talk about this team in ways that we wouldn't want to. And I'm just so happy that we're being able to talk about positives today, being able to talk about things that look good. It might just be good for us to stay in this moment. Obviously, it'd be great to see the team kick on with this form, see the team take this attitude to every game that we play from here on out. But only time will tell on that. We have our players back. Hopefully, you know, the injuries like Ter Stegen, he comes back sooner rather than later. But overall, enjoy it, Barca fans. Enjoy the game. Bask in the news that comes from it. And just know that the boys are happy today, that they're going to be happy for another couple of days. And what more can we ask for, right? Playing the kind of football that we love to see our team play and getting the results that we know our team can get. So this is going to be a short one. I'm going to sign off on that one. Forza Barca, great day. Hope for more in the future.
Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.